We're so happy to welcome back Checkoff Chats as we get ready to roll into the holiday season. Perfect conversation to happen, focused in on our Wisconsin beef and supported in part by our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock. Proud sponsor of these Checkoff Chats, EquityCoop.com's got the information you need for all your livestock needs. And of course, when it comes to your beef checkoff dollars, it's the Wisconsin Beef Council that you want to turn to. BeefTips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Joining us now is the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, a busy gal at this time of the year. That's Tammy Vossen. Boy, I just took a look at some of the promotions that you folks are engaged in with a lot of different partners, all about the holiday season and beef at the center of the plate.
It is a very fun time for us at the Beef Council to really be upping our game during the holiday season. We know that families gathering around the dinner table are always looking for kind of that centerpiece dish to be offering and making those memories together. So we have got a number of different avenues that we will be featuring beef through the month of December here, educating those consumers on how to select, prepare, and serve delicious and nutritious holiday roasts and appetizers and brunches to their friends and family.
Well, we know that BeefTips.com is a fantastic source for any recipes that you're looking at during the holiday season or any time for that matter. Let's start with the cooking class that's coming up very quick here, Tammy. What is that all about? What folks are going to be engaged in that cooking class?
Yeah, we started some virtual cooking classes last year during the pandemic. It's just another way to touch our consumers. And what we decided to do for this current year is to do those on a monthly basis. So, of course, here during the month of December, we're going to be having our next class on December 15th. Each one of our classes starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. But here during the holidays, Angie and then Angie Horkan, our director of marketing, and Sarah Agana, who is our consulting dietitian for the Beef Council, will be teaching consumers a hands-on, in 1 hour, how to do a beef tenderloin featuring a cranberry balsamic compote with it. And that's actually a recipe that was put together by one of our partner blogger influencers. Her name is Julie Andrews with the Healthy Epicurean. So partnering together with those bloggers helps to elevate our reach and opportunities to bring more consumers in and get them in the kitchen cooking with beef.
Well, you talk about those social media influencers. That's a big deal. You're trying to engage other people via social media this month too.
We certainly are. So of course, our social media pages, be it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest, are all a way to find great beef recipes and inspiration to get beef onto your plate. But here during December, of course, again, it's everything from brunch to appetizers to the main course. We'll be featuring all of those different types of recipes and how-to tips to make holiday planning a little bit more simple. But we have also got a contest that we will be featuring starting on December 15th. We're calling it our Countdown to Christmas. So it'll be a way for everybody to showcase what they're going to be using in their kitchens to prepare beef for the holiday meal, and we will be giving away some beef gift certificates and a beautiful beef carving set to one winner that will have the opportunity to receive that before Christmas and use it for their holiday dinner table.
So do we just need to follow along Wisconsin Beef Council on any of the social media streams, or how do we want to specifically get engaged in that contest?
Yep, you start, if you follow us now, you'll start seeing those posts on December 15th, and it is a 5-day campaign. So that entire week, you'll have the opportunity to post a picture and tag someone that you'll be bringing to your holiday dinner table with you. And each time you comment and tag someone, you'll be registered to win.
Fun. Now, even for those folks that are not on social media, not necessarily watching videos, the Wisconsin Beef Council has partnered with a lot of different programs, both in-state and beyond, to make sure all consumers are getting that beef message. Tell me about that, Tammy.
Right. So last year, I actually saw the return of Beef It's What's for Dinner ads to the television waves. So we know that 87% of consumers do plan to watch holiday movies at home this time of year. And, of course, the Hallmark Channel is really the go-to spot to be watching those and gathering with family. So Beef It's What's for Dinner ads are going to appear more than 125 times throughout the holiday season. And it really showcases, of course, beef as the star of those celebrations that are bringing families together. And those ads alone are expected to reach more than 90 million consumers over the course of the season.
Wow. And if that's not motivation enough for them to put beef in that grocery store cart, you're also working with Kroger's and Sam's Club on some kind of cool promotions. We all know that budgets can be a little tight during the holidays with presents, with travel, things like that. You're really trying to entice them in those particular point of sale spots particularly.
Right. And, you know, of course, e-commerce purchases have skyrocketed for consumers since the onset of the pandemic. So we know that 63% of consumers are now actively ordering their groceries online. So that partnership with Kroger's and Sam's Club will help to put beef in their carts because our ads will be showing up on those retail websites as well as their smartphone apps. And from those ads, consumers will be able to just directly put beef into their online shopping carts when those pop up.
Yeah, top of mind. Visibility is critical when people are trying to make some of those decisions. And, you know, the other thing that I like is you tie everything together. It is the holiday season. It is about enjoying one another's company, and it's also about great food and different taste experiences. Tell me about this little beef and wine pairing that is also a part of the holiday message.
Yeah, this is, again, another campaign that returned from last year that we saw great success with, and it's running nationally. So it's a partner between the Beef Checkoff program and Louis M. Martini Wines. So it's basically a text to redeem promotion campaign. And again, as you mentioned, you know, we're all spending maybe a little bit more on holiday gifts and getting those meals on the table this year. But what you can do with this is consumers can receive $15 off the purchase of beef steaks or prime rib and two bottles of the Sonoma Cabernet Sauvignon wine that is produced by Louis Martini. So it's a great way to bring the partnership and pairings of beef and wine together on the table and make it a little more affordable for our families.
Tammy Vossen's along with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. If you want to follow up on any of this information, go to beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Tammy, we need to remind beef producers about why your staff is so busy in this holiday season. I mean, we just talked about five different opportunities to engage with consumers, and the reason is this is the number one time of the year for beef purchases, isn't it?
It is. This is a time of year where we see that it is the month where we see the highest amount of rib roast, those center cut meats from beef that are purchased through the retail store. So this is the chance for us to educate consumers on how to do that. Not everybody is familiar with preparing a prime rib roast. And so the more we can get them comfortable with that, the more sales that we are going to continue to see going through those retail channels.
I'll tell you, when Buck and I and Josh got a chance to enjoy our virtual cooking experience with the Beef Council last year, it was fantastic and the first time we ever tackled a prime rib roast. So those checkoff dollars were working for the farm babe. Tammy, thank you and happy holidays.
Same to you. Happy holidays to everyone.
Tammy Vossen along with us, the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. I'll tell you what, if you haven't visited their website lately, It is full of great holiday ideas as far as, like she said, breakfast, brunch, dinner, lunch. They've got it for you. BeefTips.com, and also the story of our Wisconsin beef producers. And then remember, keep your eyes open on the Hallmark Channel as well as at Kroger and Sam's Clubs to make sure that you're capitalizing on those special beef opportunities. That is your Checkoff Chat, brought to you in part by your Beef Checkoff Dollars. At BeefTips.com, you can find more, and by our partnership with the Equity Cooperative Livestock Barns, proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. Visit EquityCoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs.